I mean, I don't remember ever saying the word dad. Why did you leave early?
You had no right, Pierre Shemassian.
Father of two. And today we're here to share the fatherhood experience. When was the first time you realized you didn't have a father?
I didn't know. I didn't experience it. As long as I have something to be sad about, I stay sad alone. It's better to be sad alone than to make someone else sad with me. You idiot, how long are you gonna keep kneeling? Why start kneeling before you even cross over? I don't understand this. Now, today we will see if you sowed and what you're reaping and how you resolve things. In the end, I go quiet.
I looked at him and said, you see, every tear falling is like a dagger entering my heart. Oof. The ugly thing is that I am drowning. The beautiful thing is how you came to help me. None of them were aware.
Have I ever hurt you or disappointed you without me noticing?
Yes, I used to take your pillow, hold it, smell it, and sleep. Like I need my father. You used to travel for months.
There are still things I love a lot.
I distance myself from the house.
I am sorry. I am sad that you took on this trait. Pierre Shemassian, father of two, and today we are here to share the fatherhood experience. I'm going to go back a few years, not too many. Well, let's not age too much. How many years back? The first time you became a father.
The first time I became a father?
Not a few years back, a long way back. A long way back? I don't want to make you old. I'm just playing along.
The first time I became a father, well, you could say it was the most important day of my life, especially, you know, the first child, a boy,
How much I spoiled him, you can't even imagine. Do you want to upset the girl?
Yes.
Do you want to upset the girl?
No, I don't want to upset the girl. The girl didn't come until after 6 years.
I mean, this six-year gap. Let me show you how much he was pampered. First thing, every Sunday to Luna Park. After Luna Park, he was the one who decided what we would have for lunch, where we would have lunch, who had to come over to us, who we had to invite for lunch. It was against his logic that just I, him, and his mother would sit for lunch. He wanted people to join us for lunch. And he grew, and he grew, and he grew, and we grew. Okay, how present were you in his life? I mean, with the daily stuff, were you involved in the upbringing?
Yes. I mean, I would even bathe him and change his diaper if you want.
I'm not joking.
And if
he had a fever or was overheated and so on, I'd take him out to the balcony, shake him, walk him around and so on, so he'd get better. I cared for him so much.
Yeah.
I used to bait and feed him and so on and so forth. Could you coordinate that with your work? Because at the time, my work was at night, definitely at night. During the day, my wife was, for the first period, she was working too.
We would coordinate, she and I, because I was afraid that when my son started talking, he would call me mama. For example.
That's how present you were.
Yes, but he ended up calling me papa.
Okay, when the girl came, what was the difference in upbringing? Now, you know girls.
Yes, my wife told me the girl is my upbringing.
I told her, well done. It happened that when my daughter Eliza was born, whom I love so much, I had night work at the time. I was doing a play with Antoine Kurbage at the casino. It was for the holidays in the month of January. And so, I mean, when she was a baby, I was by her side. Then, little by little, once she started going to school, I would take her to school. Or go back and pick her up from school. But mostly, it was mom who took care of her. Didn't it make you more affectionate?
Oh yes, girls are something else. First of all, the day my daughter was born, on January 13th. As the Lebanese proverb says, the generous one said to me, take cake. And work started pouring down on me. Work, you know? She came like a blessing. When she was born for me, it was like the lottery. I hit the lottery, you know what I mean? And still to this day.
So Pierre, how much of a person who expresses himself are you? Not much. Why?
Not much. That's my nature. I'm the type who doesn't express feelings easily. I keep them inside. Inside.
But when you do, who do you go to?
No, I don't bother anyone. I don't.
I'm alone, but do you feel it's good for a person in his relationship with his kids not to express himself at some point?
No, no. These are very, very important things. Of course, I express myself to my wife and my children.
Especially now that the kids have grown up, thank God they've started raising us, if you will.
My nature since I was young was that I was quiet. I don't talk much. I don't express feelings much. Now, I don't know how I told my wife when I first met her, I love you. But whether I said it or not, I don't remember. I just remember saying it to her.
Pierre, when you were young, you lost your father early, right? How old were you?
3 years old.
So you never lived through a phase with your father?
No, I remember him like a shadow, like a dream. You know how it is.
When was the first time you realized that you didn't have one?
When I started going to school, I used to hear my friends. For example, in class, the students would say, Lysiana, Monday, they'd say, yesterday, Sunday, my dad took us for a ride. My dad took us for a picnic. My dad took us to the cinema. My dad bought me a bicycle. I felt something was missing, but it didn't really mean anything to me because I didn't live through that period. I mean, in my life, I don't remember the word papa. I wasn't very affected, of course, but I used to feel that something was missing, but I didn't live it.
I didn't know its value, maybe.
I didn't know its value. I didn't live it.
Well, today, when you think about it, that today you're a father. When you think about it, do you say if my father were here, things would have changed in my life?
I never said, you know what, if what would my father have changed? I don't know. My father and mother, may God have mercy on them, were from the Ottoman days, you know.
My father was born in 1900 and my mother in 1910.
Also, there is a big age difference between me and my siblings. For example, between me and my oldest sister, may God have mercy on her, there was a 20-year gap. 20 years, so I grew up, as I said, without a father. They spoiled me a lot in the family because I was the youngest.
You have 3 boys and 3 girls.
I am the youngest. I mean, my sister, who is 9 years older than me, is right after me. I mean, I was in a family, if you will. Not just our immediate family, but the whole family. For example, my uncles, my aunts, all of them used to spoil me.
I remember back then, someone would get an allowance.
Now, the allowance depends on your income. Sometimes it's $100, $200, $300. And in our day, it was 10 piastres or 5 piastres. Yeah, they used to give me a lira. Do you know what a lira meant?
I'm talking about the 50s.
A lira meant I could treat my friends to ice cream.
That's how I was raised. I was the pampered one of the family, if you will. What was the most difficult situation you faced when you were young because your father wasn't there?
The most difficult situation? I don't know, because my mother was also, well, you know, she was born in 1910. My sisters mostly took care of me regarding school. They would help me study. If I needed anything, they would get it for me. I didn't feel the lack of a father or mother. My mother took care of the cooking and things like that. She was a struggling woman, you know?
That's how I tell you, but let's sit a bit longer.
Well, weren't there times you wished your father was present, maybe on your wedding day? I don't know. Now, in the present time, about 5 years ago, I was doing a radio interview. The host asked me if you could bring back people who have passed away, who would you bring back? I told her my mother and father so they could see how far their youngest son has come. Thank God, and with all humility, that he became famous and that everyone knows and loves him. That was my feeling. I wish they could return and see the result of the upbringing.
There isn't anything you regret saying. If my father were by my side, I would have made a different decision.
As I told you,
I don't have that.
I didn't feel that void even if my father were present. Well, what if he were? My siblings, who are older than me,
they lived through a longer stage with my father. They didn't perform miracles, you know?
But aren't there traits, for example, that you inherited from him? People tell you, for instance, you're like your father in this.
Traits, yes. I am the type who is
very serious, even though everyone, my character is very serious, but I make everyone laugh. Because my job is to make everyone laugh, because I like for the society around me to be happy and laughing, even though sometimes I might be sad, I might be sick, I might have a fever. Let me give you an example. When my older sister passed away the same day I was on stage, my mother passed away the same day I was on stage. My older brother passed away, I was on stage the same day. It just happened that, yes, I am serious about my work. Very. I always tell them, Pia Shamasyan in front of the stage is an actor. Behind the stage is the human being who feels, who gets sad, who cries, who has blood running through his veins. That is my true self. I mean, I don't like to see anyone sad. And I am very sensitive, more than you can imagine. For example, if I'm watching television and someone falls, I feel it in my own knees. My daughter's here. You can ask her. I tear up immediately. 2 days ago, they were reporting on the news about a little boy who needed an operation and all that. I immediately started tearing up. I'm like this a lot. I consider it a sickness, really. Being this sensitive, ooh. Have you faced any situations with your kids where you were this sensitive?
No, honestly, they haven't given me a chance. No,
I mean, haven't there been situations where you got upset because of them and it affected you?
With my kids? Well, yes.
Maybe the first time will be when Eliza gets married. Maybe I'll fall apart then. No?
I mean, surely when you think about a child, whether a son or a daughter leaving the house, you get this lump in your throat. Yeah, like what happened with my son, for example. He left the house and moved out. Now, maybe in a few months, my daughter will also tell me bye-bye and leave, but a daughter doesn't really leave. She stays with her parents.
Well, why do we always have this idea in Arab society that the daughter stays with her parents while there are fathers who have sons that stay and support them too?
My friend, boys are rascals. They immediately follow their wives just like all of us, you know.
Yeah.
You reminded me of something. You know, a son always considers his father a superman. I mean, I was a legend to my father. One time my son was young and we were watching a James Bond movie. I told him this role of James Bond, they offered it to me. I refused. He got upset and started crying, "Why, Dad, why?" And another time he was about 16 or 17 years old. He said, "Dad, have you ever done a heroic act in your life?" I told him, "Of course." He said, "What?" I told him, "I answered your mother." He said to me, "That's funny because nobody answers her." He asked me, "What was the result?" I told him, "A month in a coma." Good thing I came back to life, though. Okay, are there ideas you take from fatherhood, like jokes or situations for the stage?
Of course, look, to entertain people a bit and make them laugh, three-quarters of my stage topics are true stories, but I add my own salt and pepper to them. Whether it's about my daughter, my son, my wife, or my mother-in-law, them is what I focus on most. On family, and definitely on the funny Lebanese character. I add salt and pepper to these, but I'm telling you, three-quarters of my stories are taken from real things that happened. I mean, I add things to them.
Tell us something that actually happened to you.
Something that happened to me?
Add salt and pepper to it.
I remember when I got married, on the day of the wedding. For example, the wedding party and all that, they say that if
your mother-in-law is crying at her daughter's wedding, it means she's sad her daughter is leaving. If she's happy and dancing, it means she wants to get rid of her.
My mother-in-law was crying, tearing up. I went to her and said, "Don't be sad. I'm going to give her a wonderful life." She said, "I'm not worried about my daughter. I'm worried about you. You're the one I'm crying for." But it was too late. We had already said, "Okay, yes, I accept."
Now, my friend, I don't understand. Back in the day, they used to go talk to the family about the girl, then ask for her hand to hand.
Yes. Then the engagement, oh. The young guys, they say...
A diamond ring, and he kneels to propose. I tell him, you donkey, you're going to be kneeling for the rest of your life. He...
Why start kneeling before you're even married?
I don't understand this. And with a diamond ring, as we know.
I mean, kneeling and a diamond ring?
Cook, how would you describe fatherhood in three words?
Honestly, fatherhood is three words. Work, 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 work.
Work? Raise, raise.
But you are talking from a material perspective, if we talk from an emotional perspective.
The emotional one, for sure, brother.
Parenting also plays a role. Like they say, you reap what you sow.
Yeah.
If you raise them well, they'll let you rest when you get old if the parenting is good.
You've burdened us. Your head will keep spinning. Today we'll see if you sowed and what you are reaping, because we have Eliza here too. Eliza's also here.
Eliza's here too. She followed you here to tell you she isn't leaving. She's staying here. She's staying here. She's staying.
She's right behind you, so we'll put her in a confrontation with you, and let's see the questions and answers between you. You're welcome to... Go ahead.
Eliza, welcome to Dad Unscripted. We are putting you in a situation today for the first time, maybe. Now, I'm sure you talk together, I imagine. No, usually about problem or about everything.
About everything?
Are you that open with him?
Yelling and screaming.
In the end, how do you resolve it? How do you resolve it in the end? I stay quiet.
Okay, today she doesn't want to stay quiet. I will give you questions to ask your dad, and I will give you questions, the same thing, to ask Eliza.
Okay.
Good luck. Who starts? Come on, let Eliza start.
Is there ever a time while you were raising me that you missed your dad in a way that hurt you?
Think. Not once.
Not once?
Not once, no.
Okay.
Because you don't know him.
I don't know him, what?
Forget it. Leave it.
Let it be my turn.
Oh, it's my turn.
When did you feel that I loved you the most?
There was a time I was sitting in the sitting room crying, and you had guests sitting with you in the salon. You came to go to the bathroom, you saw me, you did this. Looked at me and said, "Do you see every tear falling? It's like a dagger going into my heart."
Wow.
You don't remember it? And you told me, "Stop crying, stop, stop. Get up and sit with us." When you told me that, I started crying more.
I wish I hadn't spoken. You express yourself.
Turns out you do express yourself.
Rarely, rarely. Yeah, when you look at me, do you see yourself? When you were young...
Me when I was young? No, when I was young, I was a boy. And when I grew up, I became a dad.
Isn't there something that reminds you of it?
Yeah, maybe I have a picture of me and my dad, Mitt. Same eyes, your eyes are like mine, or my eyes. Or my eyes are like... What is the question you have wanted to ask me your whole life and never did, never did?
Why don't you express yourself much? Like hugging, talking.
I don't know. Maybe I avoid the reaction, whether it's your mom, your brother, or you. As long as I have something to be sad about, I'd rather be sad alone than make someone else sad with me. Do you know how? Don't keep asking me questions, that's enough.
See?
Don't continue, continue. Take advantage.
Was there a time you hurt me and disappointed me and you weren't paying attention?
Yeah.
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 What is it?
When you don't pay much attention to your health. And I tell you, go to the doctor, get it done, get up.
Oh.
And you don't do them.
Mm.
Do you remember the dagger you told me goes into your heart?
My dear, get up and leave.
What is the hardest thing you learned about fatherhood on your own? Because you didn't have anyone to guide you.
The hardest thing in fatherhood? Raising the children to turn out successful in life. This is the difficulty that I didn't see. I mean, it's not that my dad didn't raise me, he didn't want to, but you know the story. My only concern was that your upbringing be with great attention so you would succeed in life. Hey, get up, God willing. Now me.
What is the most cherished memory between us still engraved in your kind heart?
The most cherished memory? It might not be a very happy memory, but its outcome is good. When I was little in Port Emilio, I was drowning. You were playing backgammon a bit further away, and no one helped me. I don't know how you saw me. You ran, dove in, and pulled me out. Do you remember?
Because the lifeguard was busy flirting with the girls,
Yeah, but you were playing backgammon too, so I don't know how you saw.
My sense of awareness never leaves. I'm always attentive.
Yeah.
Where's this girl? Where's this girl?
Yeah, that's it. The bad part was that I was drowning. The good part was how you came and helped me. None of them were alert.
Dad.
Dad, yeah. Were you ever afraid of not knowing how to be a good father because you lost your own dad early?
No, I didn't feel that because it doesn't mean that if I didn't have a father, I didn't see my brothers, for example, or relatives or friends, how they raised their children here. I wasn't afraid at all, no.
Okay.
You weren't afraid of failing in some place, I mean?
Yeah.
You weren't afraid of failing?
No, honestly, I don't even think about failure. As long as I'm taking care of the family as I should, the way I was raised, not just by my dad, but by my parents. So, what is the trait you took most? I can't.
That I am sensitive. I wish I hadn't taken that.
I am sorry that you took that trait.
I mean, did you see how he said that his eyes tear up? If he and I are sitting with my mom watching TV, he and I both start crying. Both of us together, while mom is the strong one among us.
Yeah, consider that maybe foolishness.
Not foolishness, it's hard.
It's hard for one to live with such a strong sensibility.
But it's so much, I consider it a lot. I mean, as I told him a while ago, I consider it maybe a disease.
A disease.
A disease. His knees immediately go numb. And your mom laughs at me like, what do you mean your legs went numb?
But how strange it is to be sensitive and at the same time not express it. I mean, that's where the cleverness lies. A strange combination.
Truly a strange combination because I am sensitive and I hug a lot, you express a lot.
Okay, but when you express, how does he react? What is the situation?
What is the situation where you came to him complaining about your worries and he was comforting you? Or what did he express?
Look, Dad, when I tell him, focus with me, I need you, to give me advice, he focuses. He is there, but
when you talk to him normally, he doesn't know what you are feeling or if you are that upset.
No, I come and tell him, I am very upset, I need you. Now, he's there. And he gives the necessary advice, and that's it, and I follow it. But it's not on a daily basis, like whatever I tell him, you know?
Yeah, you know, with her mom, it's like that too. Women talk a lot. My brother, he doesn't listen. Sometimes he doesn't listen. They talk to me and I don't hear. Your day is ruined. If you listen to them, your day is ruined.
Yeah, because in the old days when we were young, we were definitely fighting, my mom and I, and he was sitting watching TV or something. We fight, not just a normal fight. I say, Dad. Mom says, Dad. He acts like this. What's wrong?
What do you want?
He's not here. He's not present.
By then.
Enough. When did you feel the most proud of me and you didn't tell me?
You know, I felt proud many times. For example, when you graduated from university. And when you got engaged, yeah. And when you give me notes on my plays, and I consider you this small gesture that you have grown up and started giving me notes on how I should act, what should I talk about? I wouldn't start getting angry. No, I was proud of you because you, yes, you grew up and understood everything. Now I am. There was a time you needed me and I wasn't there the way you wanted. Something didn't go away. You needed me, yes. Back in day, she would, for example, want to ask for something. From the way she talked, I'd understand what she wanted. She'd say, Daddy, and I'd say no before she even asked for anything. I knew she was going to ask for something.
Back when I used to travel a lot while you were little, because of my work, I missed you so much. I don't know if you know, but I would take your pillow, hold it, smell it, and fall asleep, thinking I need my father. You used to travel for months.
I know, yeah.
Yes.
My life, you, I stopped traveling.
That's it, I won't do it anymore. What is the one thing you wished your father had lived long enough to teach you?
I mean, I wish he had stayed alive so I could finish my schooling.
To reach, I don't know, to get my degrees. My dream, since I was young from the very beginning. And as a young man, my dream was to be a pilot. Anyway, I ended up with travel agencies, almost the same thing, really. What do you think I sacrificed for you, you? I don't talk about it.
Oh. A lot. A lot?
A lot, okay.
Even with little things. For instance, we'd all be sitting and eating together. There'd be something very delicious. If Mom said, he would stop eating. So she could have it, you know? Even if he was hungry or something. Or for example, when he came back from a trip, he loves frogs very much. He'd make this many frogs, but wouldn't eat a single one.
So he could leave them for me.
These are small things, I'm telling you, but they show it. And the sacrifice for university. When you bought the Olympia and we were in...
Going down.
My. Yes, and he would tell me, it was my mom, not him, who said to me, what if you can't get into university? He did everything so I could get into university because I wanted to. So yes, I see these things.
Remember, I sold things I loved very much.
You sold the house?
Yes.
You sold the house?
Other things besides the house.
Oh, like that? I don't know, I only knew about the house.
Everything is a sacrifice for you.
Yes, is there a word or a feeling that stayed in your heart that you wanted to tell me but couldn't?
No, I always tell you. There's nothing. No, I always tell you I love you. In fact, you're the one who asks me how much do you love me? How much on a...
Scale of 10.
Scale of 10. I tell you 10. You don't leave me any room to express anything at all. You're putting me on the spot, not expressing it. You're not giving him any room. How much do you love me?
Putting me under pressure, you know? Like giving me a grade.
Every day, I ask him, fine, how much? Out of 10, my mom comes and says to me, what's wrong with you? Why do you feel like that? I tell her, I don't feel like you don't love me. I just like to know. I just like to know.
Listen, oh yes? That's why I got used to it. Before you say, I love you.
Go ahead.
What is the thing you most want to stay in your memory about me, no matter how much time passes? About me.
The kindness of your heart.
My heart is my guide. You will love it.
Yes, what is the pain you've carried for years and haven't talked about with anyone? Speak, express it.
The pain? A toothache. Pain? There is nothing special. I mean, I might hide my feelings and hide the pain, but not for long. I reach a stage where, for example, your mother yells at me when I finally tell her I've had a headache for 4 days. Why aren't you speaking up? You're telling me now after 4 days.
Why did I start to get scared?
I stopped.
He stopped expressing himself. If you want to blame my mom, it turns out I don't express myself as much as she yells at me.
And now my wife has learned from me that she tells me, if you feel something, say it.
Shit.
It's because he doesn't talk.
Because he doesn't talk.
I mean, that's why we went to the hospital, because he didn't talk. His foot was swelling, swelling, and swelling, and he got to this size, and then he said, yeah, I'm very uncomfortable. We could have from the beginning.
What can I do? This is my nature.
Go ahead.
Aha, what did you understand about me today that you didn't understand when you were little? You didn't understand when you were little.
What did you understand today?
Now?
No.
I didn't understand anything.
I didn't understand anything. Still.
Nothing changed?
Not a thing.
You're still not expressing yourself.
I mean, this is how I mean. No one can change my nature, for example.
My brother is a bit like you.
What?
Jerome is a bit like you. He doesn't express himself much.
He takes after Dad?
After Dad. Come on, express yourself now. If you could talk to your dad for 1 minute right now, what is the first thing you would say to him?
I tell him, why did you leave?
Who did you leave me here for? Ah! What should I say to him?
What would you say to him? What's on your mind?
I told him.
That why he left.
Why did you leave so early? He has no right.
He has no right. He has no right.
What can we do? If you have only one memory of a wedding, which one would you choose?
It hasn't happened yet. I'm waiting for it to happen. Because I'm doing everything to be able to get married in Lebanon. Because I really want us to walk into the church together. I feel like this is the best memory. What? I mean, people tell me, just go get married abroad quietly, and I don't want to. Because I want this feeling. The church, me and Dad walking in, I feel like this is what will affect me most.
You reminded me of something. Back in the day when we got married, there were no DVDs. There were what? These video cassettes.
VHS. Yes, they filmed our wedding.
Sometimes I'd be home alone, put the tapes in and watch.
But everything was ruined. I'd watch from the back.
Flipping it. The moment changes.
I mean, yes, but the most
important scene was when the bride returned to white. That's what I was coming to tell you. He was watching with the pen to rewind it. That's everything.
That's everything.
Eliza, thank you. I want to say thank you, first of all, for this experience that you shared together. And honestly, the credit goes to you that we've reached this point. We've been here a long time and haven't talked like this.
Viewers like this.
I hope you really liked it. If you want, next week we can come back and talk again.
I hope so. You are very welcome. Let's sit and talk about something. I'll give you the questions and you can take them home. I also want to say thank you truly for a very beautiful episode. And I hope that there will always be this kind of relationship between a father and his daughter or a father and his son to be an example for other fathers. I wish, honestly, there is nothing better than having a very good relationship between parents and children.
Even if they grow up, marry, and have kids, one of them will be their grandparent. Thank you.
Thank you.